Cape Talk. Fabulous finds.
Now it's time for our feature that is all about finding Cape Town's best kept secrets and sharing them with each other. It's called Fabulous Finds. It's our list of hidden gems of the city. And what we invite you to do is nominate a hidden gem of some sort. It might be a person. It might be a single business owner who's doing something different. It might be a place of great natural beauty that you think is relatively undiscovered. Whatever it is that is special to your neighborhood, we want you to nominate your fabulous find. All you need to do is send an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za and tell us about them. And this week's fabulous find actually came, it was a nomination that effectively came live on air. A couple of weeks ago, you may recall in our Consumer Talk segment, I was chatting with Wendy Nola about plastic recycling, and she was telling us about all the wonderful things that could be done and made out of recycled plastic. And then we got a call in from our listener Alison in Nurtuk, putting a slightly different perspective on it, saying, well, it's great that people are reusing their plastic, but I'm trying to be as plastic free as I can be. And she told us about a quite unique market that plays into that philosophy. By way of reminder, let's take a listen to that call again.
We've actually formed a waste reduction club in the far south where we try and give each other ideas of where we can shop without packaging. So there is actually a market that's come up now where you can buy a whole range of different things, including pastas and grains and all kinds of things without packaging. So you bring your own packaging or you put it into glass jars.
We knew it was a fabulous find because our phone rang off the hook for the rest of the afternoon with people asking us, where would I find that market? And please tell us more. We're delighted to have been able to track down the founder of the Wild and Waste-Free Co-op, as it's formerly known. It happens in Glencairn each Saturday, and delighted to have Jade Curry on the line. She's the founder of Low Impact Living as well as the founder of this particular co-op. Jade, it's great to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Pippa.
Before we talk about the co-op itself, I mean, you are really a crusader for being more mindful of our impact on the planet. Tell us a little bit more about your philosophy and what got you into this field.
Yeah, I guess it's been a lifelong journey, and it's something that's just been deepening as I've got older. But becoming a parent and also being a teacher really brought it home that there's so much going on out there that is obviously really concerning, but how do we be the change at home? And how do we do this in a South African context as well? So in a way, it's been a personal challenge of mine to live as waste-free and as chemical-free as possible. But taking it even further, just what does it mean to do that when you're a single mother, when you don't have, you know, enough money, not enough time, and there's not enough businesses that support that. And so I basically have taken it up over the years to do my best on a personal level, but also offer solutions. And this has brought me to this point.
Okay, now this point in particular that was highlighted by Alison, who called in that day, your Wild and Waste-Free Co-op. Tell us a little bit about how it came about and how long it's actually been there.
So it's relatively new, and I just must correct you. It looks like a market. It feels like a market, but it isn't actually a market. It's a pilot phase of a co-op, which is going to end up very much like a waste-free, plastic-free store. And the pilot phase is just on Saturdays for the next another 6 more weeks of the pilot. Mm-hmm. We're running it on Saturdays, and we've invited the people behind the products to be there to speak to the customers so that we can join the dots, so people can get to know who's behind their fresh produce, their olive oil, their sprouts, and in that way building a whole story. So it's very much a market atmosphere at the moment, but the real bigger plan and vision is a cooperative where you can get everything you need waste-free, but also not only know where your stuff goes to when you're done with it, in that the aim is zero to landfill.
Yes.
As well as even less to recycling. Recycling is great, but to rethink packaging altogether and rethink the way that we use and we waste, but also to know where our stuff comes from so that we're making connections that are meaningful. How it came about is, I guess, me just pursuing this journey with a passion and bringing it into my work and creating a business called Low Impact Living, education was key. So I've been running a lot of workshops and doing a lot of talks. Mm-hmm. And early on this year, I had the privilege to be the opening speaker for the Zero Waste event in South Africa with Bea Johnson.
Yes.
And that kind of opened a whole new door, because people started contacting me as to how do I live waste-free, where do I go shop, where do I go get things. So I was sending people all over Cape Town, mm-hmm. and I really felt, wow, the need is actually for one place, especially in the South Peninsula, where you can go get everything you need waste-free. And also, I've been making, through my journey, so many connections with individuals, little businesses that have amazing products or produce where I can go get waste-free or in my own packaging. So I didn't want to create a store where I just buy everything wholesale and resell. I wanted to create a platform where all these little businesses can sell under one roof, waste-free, directly to the public. And that's how the cooperative model kind of it came about. Mm-hmm. And it was living very much in my imagination, and I could feel the need and see the need. And then all of a sudden, this very beautiful, very ideal spot came available, and I saw it and I just knew it was time. And within a matter of weeks, I created a space where we could create a pilot phase over 3 months, which would end at the end of November, just to see what the interest was, mm-hmm. and to see what people are needing, and to have a conversation about it and create a living, evolving model that grows into the second phase. So second phase would then start from December, and then we would be open more full-time.
That's fantastic. Jade, I mean, what you've spoken about the small suppliers who are there, but you've also got some fairly impactful people on board, like Faithful to Nature, who we've had on the show quite often, and I've actually just been reading one of their adverts a few minutes ago. What's their involvement?
So because I had made a lot of connections on my journey, I thought I didn't want to just give a platform to small businesses to provide their products waste-free to the public, but also a platform for big businesses and big brands to find a way to offer their products waste-free as well. And I could see that because I had been already in conversation with all these people and knew them in one way or another, I invited them to be on board, and they all were. I just got yeses all around. Mm-hmm. So every time I proposed this idea to a bigger brand, would you like to sell some of your products waste-free? It was just yes. So in that way, Faithful to Nature has a very special place, because the products that are coming into the co-op aren't cleaning products and body products and food stuff. They are the things that help you on your waste-free life. So they have a section with everything you need in your lifestyle, like reusable straws, reusable bags, bamboo reusable coffee mugs, and bamboo toothbrushes. So we've created a space where they can showcase and sell all their solutions.
Jade, let's talk a little bit about this concept of the waste-free as it applies to the people who come to visit the co-op. Obviously,
yes.
Those who are like-minded individuals trying to be on the same sort of journey that you're on are coming there looking for you specifically because they want to say no to the plastic bags, say no to those little tiny in-between mm-hmm. bags in the shopping center, etc. What does that mean for them, though, as shoppers at the co-op? How does it work? Do they bring their own reusable bags with them, or do you supply alternatives to them? How does it actually function?
So yes, both. And the vision is to not only create a place for people who are already striving to shop waste free and generally leave the house and come to us or wherever they're going quite prepared. They've got their bags and various things. But also to offer solutions to people who don't come prepared because they hadn't really thought of it, or they're just coming to check it out, or they're coming as a friend. And in that way, we have not only everything you need to get started, a range of bags, cloth bags, to put your fresh produce or your pasta or your grains or your coffee in. We also have put out to the community that if you have clean jars, clean plastic tubs, yogurt tubs, just to drop it off. So we have a section where you can just take things that you need, give a donation if you like, or set yourself up and buy really pretty nice bags to get yourself started as well. So it's really for everybody.
Jade, it's a fascinating journey that you've embarked upon, and I hope it's one that's going to be well supported. Just in closing, won't you tell our listeners where they will find you? We've said Glen Cairn. Specifically, where do they come?
So it's the bottom floor of the Glen Cairn Hotel. So it's below the hotel. So if you know Glen Cairn or Glen Cairn Hotel, which is right by the seaside, it's hard to miss where they're right by in by the parking.
And you, currently Saturdays only, is it all day on Saturdays?
All day on Saturdays till the end of November.
Jade, thank you so much for joining us today. Jade Currie, founder of Low Impact Living. And you might have heard her mention that she does a lot of education and sort of training and workshops and talks in this space. So firstly, we'd encourage you to go and visit the co-op at the Glen Cairn Hotel. But secondly, if you're interested in chatting to Jade about organizing a talk like that for your school, or talking to her yourself about what you can do to make changes in your life, you can reach her by emailing info@lowimpactliving.co.za. Thank you to Alison in Noortuk, who tipped us off about this week's fabulous find. And please keep those tips coming by email to Pippa H at capetalk.co.za.